Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, let's do it. NFL midseason report. And man, has it been ugly.
Eventful, ugly, quick.
Quick.
How fast? So fast.
It's November already. Eight days ago, we saw the most exhilarating, high-octane, offensive football game of our lives. The New York Football Giants versus the New York Football Jets. East Rutherford in the Swamp. What a game. And this past Sunday, we got to see even more offense from these two teams. Pretty ugly stuff. I want to start out this way. Let's pose a question here, and whoever wants to start, you know, whatever, by all means. What position would you rather have your team in right now, the Jets or the Giants?
I know my answer.
Okay. So I would here. I'll jump in. And okay. I'll say, well, the Jets have talent. So the Giants are probably going to bottom out and get the first pick and maybe get a quarterback. Maybe he's generational or maybe he's not. But there's no pieces there. So if you look at the Jets, they've got a great roster. They're just missing the head of the snake. And they might have Rodgers coming back soon, so I would probably lean Jets.
Okay. Pancakes?
So, I agree with Adam 100% for the next 3 to maybe 4 years, right? Because they're going to have a good run if Rodgers is back healthy. Forget this year. I'm done with this year. Next year, all these guys are still under contract. They'll get reinforcements, hopefully Devontae. Over the offseason, have another draft, the O-line. But after those 3 years are up, you're going to have to pay – well, not, I don't even know if it's 3 years. It's maybe like two. You got to pay Wilson, Gardner, Breece Hall,
yep.
Jermaine Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Quinnen's going to want a new deal. DJ Reed's going to get paid. He probably won't be able to get signed back. So you – it's really these next 2 years with Rodgers. After that, it's a crapshoot. You're going to have to get a new quarterback. You're probably going to have to get a new coach. And these guys are going to get all their money. So what are you going to do after that? You're kind of stuck. And if the Giants, if they get Caleb and he turns into what everyone thinks he's going to be, then it's the Giants long term. So it's tricky. It's. I think they're both in good positions, actually. But are we talking about time frame?
Yeah, long? I guess you know I didn't. I guess at the I probably this you know for next year.
Then yeah, it's 100%, not even close. Yeah.
Okay, juice.
Here's the thing. I actually don't think the Giants are going to get a top two pick. I think they're going to get maybe 4, 5, 6. And the reason I say that is. They are bad. We don't have a quarterback, but the other teams are really bad too. Like Arizona's really bad. Chicago has two picks
because
they have Carolina's pick, and they're bad. Those are three teams right there. The good thing,
Juice, Murray's coming back this Sunday,
right?
So that'll help. I think
Chicago is playing Carolina this weekend, so somebody's got to win
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday.
Oh, that's a Thursday game? Shit.
Gross.
So here's the thing. I think the Giants might end up with pick 3 or 4. And even if they did have number one, I'm not sure if – I'm kind of with Paul. I'm not really sold on Caleb yet. He seems really small, and he seems like just Dak Prescott all over again. I don't know.
I don't know
what Drake May is. Maybe he could be a good quarterback, but it doesn't seem like he's going to be great. I think the ideal thing for a Giants fan is to hope for Marvin Harrison somehow. I don't know.
So, naturally, last night, as the game was winding down and I was depressed, and yeah, Paul, I'm with you. I'm pretty much out on this season. I have no expectations anymore. I don't really care. If Rodgers wants to come back in a few weeks, so he says, go for it. Otherwise, I'm not going to be interested. They're obviously going to keep rolling with Zach. I'm done.
Last night was the night.
That was the nail.
If they wanted to be legit, have a good season, you're 4-3 to get two games above 500. Buffalo lost. Miami lost. Like, you're at home against a team flying cross country who's a soft ass team.
Yep.
You got embarrassed. So you can't. That shows your true colors. You're nothing.
Yeah.
I would go get the quarterback now.
Yes.
Meaning, like, you cannot plan for Zach Wilson to be a part of this team any longer. Like, this is it. He's done. And go get a quarterback now that can just sit behind Aaron Rodgers. Because I don't even trust Aaron Rodgers to be healthy next year.
Right.
Because something else, he seems older. And, you never know. He could break his thumb, his shoulder, or anything, you know? So.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, with the way the roster is built, I don't know why they didn't do what Minnesota did, go grab a guy like Josh Dobbs. Like, I'm not saying he's the savior, but, like, just some kind of competent quarterback that's proven himself to be able to make plays. You know, if they had a little more zip on offense, man, they'd be pretty scary.
Yeah. You just 100%. You just plug them in. And, you know, Juice, you bring up Caleb, and, you know, I've been wanting to talk about this. A few weeks ago, I was in the building. I was at the Coliseum. I got to see him live. The kid has all the talent in the world. This is going to be a little much, but he really is like Mahomes meets Tua on skill level. Yeah, he might be a little small, but the thing that does scare me is the attitude. I don't know how true the rumors about wanting ownership of a team. He's got the painted fingernails, you know, crying in his mom's arms. There's a bunch of different things there. So he does have 30 fumbles in the last 2 years, which is insane. That's scary. He does have a terrible offensive line. They have the worst defense in college football. Actually, they just fired the D coordinator. You know, he put up 42 points against Washington, and they lost by 10. What are you supposed to do there? So, I don't know. He's definitely a risk. Drake May, I haven't watched enough of him, but Paul, you've watched a little bit of him, right? He's like a stud.
I like him, yeah. I think for sure, like you said, like Caleb's talent's undeniable. I don't know. There's something about
him. Something about him.
Rubs him the wrong
I know.
Way.
I know. Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what's going to happen? Is Josh's scenario is going to happen where we get the third pick and Caleb's going to be gone and Drake May's going to be gone. And I like Drake May because I bet against him a couple times and he shredded me. So I'm okay. I hate this guy. He's so good. But then the Giants are going to get some guy from a Division II school that's 6'6 with a cannon and a really good pro day. And we're going to be like, oh my God, we're getting some random quarterback that we never heard of again.
Well,
that's a nightmare.
Well, I mean, if there's a year to have a top pick, I mean, this draft is going to be unbelievable. It's not even just quarterbacks. There's so many. I was looking at mock drafts last night because I was sad. There's so many offensive tackles, wide receivers. Yep. Like, is this draft is stacked? Like, Juice, I know the draft is like your favorite event. It's about to be mine too. Like, it's just like.
But from a Giants perspective, I don't want any offensive linemen. We've been doing this.
I know you guys don't need that. Years. Yeah,
we can't do this anymore. They gotta go sign a lineman.
Yeah,
we can't draft them anymore. That's the other thing. You know, you get excited because if your team's bad, you need something to look forward to. So you look forward to the draft.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Lately I feel this way about the Knicks. I feel about the Giants that these teams can't draft. They don't draft well. So even it doesn't matter if they have a low pick. It's tough. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to trust them. I will say this about the quarterbacks. I think a sure thing quarterback in this draft, Bo Nix. That dude.
No.
No? You're out.
No.
What? Why? So, state the case.
He's older than me.
Oh, you and the old shit. You hate the old guys.
Nah, he's stunk for a couple years at Auburn. I mean, he's lighting it up at Oregon, but I don't know. I'm selling on Bo Nix.
I don't know. He's looked awesome this year, and
he had a great year. I gotta say that.
Yeah, and I saw something. He has the best QB rating of any quarterback under pressure, or something like that, or best QB rating under pressure.
He doesn't throw incompletes ever.
Yeah, and he can move. He's got move. I don't know.
But is it the Oregon system? We don't know.
That's the thing. Because look at Mariota, obviously. Mariota, he'll always be Mariota after the Goodell in the draft, and he's nowhere to be found now. So yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it's probably a system. I don't like J.J. McCarthy, Michigan. I don't see it. Do you guys like him?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I like the Washington kid.
Yeah, Penix. But I don't know.
Just like him because he's a lefty.
Yeah, that's true.
I was about to say.
Great point.
I've watched a ton of Penix, but I don't know.
McCarthy reminds me of Greg McElroy. Like on a really good team.
Yeah.
He's just like.
Seems small.
Super tiny. Yeah, like nothing. Like stands out about him.
Yeah. And Penix, I like him, but he just seems, I don't know, I get the vibe that he's just like a gunslinger. Like he's just like, he's gonna throw a lot of picks in the pros. I don't know. What do I know? I'm not, you know, Todd McShay here. But
another reason I like Bo Nix, he's got a college name.
Yes. Big time.
Like Bo Nix just sounds like a guy that was good in college that you never heard from again. And he's like working at a
college. He kind of looks like an older version of Zach, too. Zach Wilson. A little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
He probably is older than Zach.
Oh, no, definitely.
He is.
Yeah, definitely. Zach's what, 23, 24? Bo Nix is 25, right?
I think Penix is old, too. At least 23.
Because he played at Indiana a couple years. Hartman's old.
Very possible.
Hartman's old, right?
Yeah. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
Make another commercial for your beard, you loser.
Good looking guy, I'll tell you that. I don't know. It just got me thinking. I mean, the Jets are 4-4. They're still very much in it. But, I mean, we watched their four wins were all like, what, miraculous wins. They had to come back. The defense is unbelievable.
And turnovers, last night, they had about 8 plays where they easily could have turned the Chargers over, and the ball just didn't go their way. It was a shitty night with that. So, imagine what they would do with the lead. I'm saying this all the time, but they were crushing Herbert down 14-3. Imagine if they had a 10-point lead, they would.
Stadium would be so nuts.
It's so frustrating. No, so
have they had a lead in any game? I mean, for a significant amount of time?
Nope.
Not one. It's so frustrating. And the Giants defense is good too. These are two teams that have
very good.
I don't know what Giants rank defensively, but they might be top 10. I have no idea. Jets definitely are.
Well, they've had a couple of serious stinkers though, the Giants. Even this weekend was kind of bad.
I just feel like the offense is so bad. It's just it makes
almost impossible. Yeah.
So, I don't know. To answer my own question, who would I rather be? I guess it's the Jets, but I am a little jealous. The Giants are probably going to get a top 5 pick here. But I don't know. It's a loaded draft, so we'll see. Not much hope here. I mean, Giant fans, are you hoping for just losses at this point? I mean, what are you rooting for?
I'm not going to watch.
Oh, you're done.
I'm planning my son.
Yeah.
I'm planning my Sundays around. Out to eat. Maybe I'll read a book. I don't know.
Red zone.
Yeah. When Tommy DeVito came into the game, I just took the baby for a walk. I was like, "This is over. We don't have a quarterback to throw."
Tommy and his shine box.
I like that.
All right, we're back to Joe Judge running QB sneaks on his own one. It's almost like, how did we go from, how did we regress back to that spot? Last year, there was so much promise. They won a playoff game, and now it's like.
It was this year.
Evaporated. It was this year. Everything. Yes. And now, the entire thing just evaporated before our eyes. It's crazy, honestly.
Yeah.
What happened to Daboll? He used to have balls. He went for two last year, week one against Tennessee. He was going for every fourth down.
Day balls.
Now he won't let the quarterback throw.
Now he's kicking 48-yard field goals in a monsoon with the kicker who needs knee surgery.
Yeah.
It's been a season where everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yes.
We lost Andrew Thomas. You have a quarterback that hurts his neck for the second time, then tears his ACL. And then the timing of like when he could return from his neck injury was the Jet game where they really could have used a quarterback. Then the kicker needs surgery. I knew something was up with him because he's been good. He signed an extension and he was missing so many kicks this year.
Yeah.
It's just everything. Evan Neal has been terrible. It's just been one thing after another. And the coaching has been bad. There have been some bad decisions. So we're going to have to punt on this year.
Yeah, like everything. You're right. The coaching, also the GM. Like we came into this year, we're like, all right, cool. Like our skill position players last year are probably the worst in the league. And we added Paris Campbell. And we're like, okay, that's fine. Like let's roll.
We got duped.
I don't know.
And look at like Waller, right? You thought we'd get something out of Waller. We got nothing out of him.
And like how did we go into this year after winning a playoff game with starting two rookie corners? That's another one. I'm like, really?
I do like Banks though. He's pretty good. No?
Yeah, they are good. They're good. They're both pretty good actually. But
yeah. It's rough. I mean, both Jets should draft a quarterback. They probably won't, unless maybe they'll do it like the later rounds. But right, Paul, you don't see them drafting one unless Zach really. I don't know.
If Rodgers is back healthy, they're not going to waste the draft pick on a quarterback. They're going to draft like five offensive linemen,
wide receivers.
So they won't do it when he's gone. They'll
worry about
doing
it.
But yeah.
Giants though, and Paul, you made the point. I think, if they draft a quarterback, they're going to be tied. That's a lot of money for two quarterbacks. How do you
at least
build a team, right?
Yeah, for next year.
Yeah,
because I guess they can get out of it after next year. But
next
year they would have a ton of money tied up at the QB position. But you have to do it.
If they do decide to draft a quarterback and they're in that top three spot, I really would just like to see that quarterback not play next year. If you have Jones on the roster and you're paying him $40 million, just let him go out there and take his lumps with this roster because there's so many holes on it. Let's kind of like let this guy hold the clipboard for a little bit and just build up this roster like the Chiefs did with Mahomes. And then when he's ready to come in, at least there'll be a little bit more there. He'll have a year seasoned watching in a huddle, in a QB room. I think that's the better way to do it than just throw these guys out there. I know a lot of coaches do it anyway, but I'd love to see that.
I agree. Because you're stuck with him anyway, basically. So just
exactly.
Ride it out.
Yeah, it's only worked for a few quarterbacks. Obviously, it's working for CJ Stroud. I mean, no one predicted this, right? Did any of you see this coming?
No.
He had a really bad preseason, actually.
Yeah.
right.
And no one really was talking about him much when he got drafted. People were kind of like, it's a little high. Unbelievable. He's like a top five quarterback right now, like already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel if you're a Panther fan?
Oof.
Or Frank Reich?
Yeah.
Ugh. Not good.
Not good.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, Bryce Young looks bad, and he's undersized. Stroud, looks like a quarterback. Like, he's big. Oh, man.
Yep.
Nice form. Yeah, that comeback he had this past week, pretty good. Speaking of quarterbacks who kind of just stepped in.
Todd Bowles.
yep, on that Todd Bowles defense. Burrow looks like he's back.
I'm telling you, man, I think the Bengals and Ravens are in a collision course.
Yeah.
The conference. I don't think the Chiefs are that team this year.
Their defense is better than their offense.
Yep. But they have no weapons outside of Kelsey. Who do they have?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I mean, Pacheco's, he runs, runs like so aggressively, but, I don't know. It looks like the Bengals are back. Obviously, you know, the Chiefs are going to be there, the Ravens, the Eagles. Cowboys actually look pretty good, but they'll find a way to choke it.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that all of the AFC North teams can make the playoffs? That can happen, right? Potentially?
AFC, yeah.
It feels like it, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going to beat each other up a little bit, but I was going through, like, Pittsburgh's schedule and Cleveland. They're very light. There's not much there.
Yeah. And it's ugly football, but both teams have amazing defenses. Ravens and Bengals look like they're pretty stocked on both sides. So, yeah, it could happen. I think the two
realistically,
big, yeah.
There'll be two AFC East teams, the division winner and one wild card from the AFC East, and then probably three.
You think so? Because the AFC East, I mean, the word fraud was being thrown around a lot with the Dolphins. They haven't really beat anyone.
Well, someone's got to win the division. So,
well, right.
I think it'll be Miami.
The Bills aren't that good. I don't know.
I feel like they'll figure it out a little bit with Allen somehow. But I was looking. Their schedule's brutal, man. They got to play Kansas City, Philadelphia, Dallas. They have a lot of tough games coming up. Their schedule's brutal. Yeah.
Brutal. Really
brutal
hard.
Tough. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
At Miami, they got the Jets again. That's tough.
Yeah. So the Jets, back to the Jets. You know, I see three more wins maybe. You know, 7-10 again, which is, you know, mediocrity at its best. Unless Rodgers somehow comes back. But, again, the line stinks. You know, they can't, you know, it's one thing after another, one guy going down after another. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of no hope. Right now,
and they have no weapons, man. They have Wilson and Hall. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And they both fumbled.
They have no other wide receiver.
And they both fumbled yesterday, which sucks. It sucks to see. They kind of cost them a little bit. It was just, overall stinker.
I thought we were done with this. I really did. I thought we were done with this whole, the season's over by half, mid-season for both your team.
I know.
Maybe it's just perpetually going to happen until, I don't know.
I know. I definitely.
Maybe it's never going to end.
It's never going to, because I was just, Monday morning. I was like, 4-3, let's go. And here life comes at you fast.
Yeah, you know what happened. They're going to, dominate Oakland somehow defensively on Sunday and then get sucked back in.
I know.
Can't take it anymore.
Well, it's kind of funny you say that. So, Craig Carton, I watch clips of his show usually after, Jet games, and it's pretty funny. Have you seen that, the Carton show? It's like with Jacoby.
Yeah, I sent some clips.
He's
funny.
What's his face? Former Jet lineman. What the hell's his name?
Is it Greg Jennings?
Well, Greg Jennings and Will. What's his face from the Bronx? Big guy.
Willie Colon.
Yeah, Willie Colon. So Craig, he predicted actually the Jets were going to get blown out by the Chargers, 30-6. Do you know what the final score was? 27-6. That's crazy. And now he's saying, book it. They're definitely going to beat Vegas. So, they probably will win and give us, more false hope. So, that's great.
Yep. That's what they do.
Yeah. So, we shall see. Anything else on the NFL season right now that's caught anyone's attention that they want to bring up?
I think the best team far and away is the Philadelphia Eagles.
I agree.
Yeah,
they're terrible.
They look. I think they're just better than everybody. I think right now.
Yeah,
they don't have any flaws. Yeah.
They're a force. I mean, Hurts had his worst game of the season against the Jets, and their one loss. That was probably the only thing that, the main reason why the Jets beat him that game. Otherwise, he's been great, and the team. AJ Brown's probably the best wide receiver in the game right now. And the defense is legit. Yeah, they're serious. It's their year, I think.
Yeah, I think them and the Niners they'll play each other in the AFC NFC Championship. Right?
What are the Niners going to be? I mean, they've lost three in a row. I know they had a bye. What's going on with them?
I think they're going to come out of this bye back. They get Debo back, Trent Williams back.
Okay.
He's the key. If Trent Williams is back, then that's the key. But
so they're getting healthy.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't want to play them after losing three in a row after a bye, and then they got Chase Young now. So,
Oh, that's right. I forgot they traded.
Yeah.
This is a random thought, but you know, Joey Bosa was on my TV screen a lot last night. How are him and Nick Bosa brothers? Nick Bosa is such a hunk, and Joey Bosa is like the ugliest guy I've ever seen. What's up with that?
Yeah.
That fucking schnauzer. Oh my god.
I know.
That thing is absurd. Anyway.
That's funny.
What else? Should we I wanted to like jump into college football a little bit.
Sure.
What's the playoff team's going to be right here? I feel like no one really knows. It could go
what it is right now?
Yeah.
Or prediction?
Yeah, prediction right now.
So, one of Michigan, Ohio State.
Okay.
Florida State for sure, because they play no one in that shitty conference.
I agree.
Georgia or Alabama?
I think Bama.
And then...
they're rolling.
And then, I think Oregon. Oregon's going to beat Washington in the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah. I agree.
To go in.
I think so.
Oregon.
Yeah.
I'll go with Oregon, Georgia, Florida State, Michigan.
Okay, I'm gonna go Florida State, Oregon with you, Bama, Ohio State.
So Bama beating Georgia probably in the.
Yes, I just think they're rolling right now. Milroe looks amazing. That guy's a giant, and he's so fast. I don't know how he'll be in the NFL, like throwing wise, but I mean he can move.
I'm gonna go with Bama also.
Yeah, you're right. Bama, they have some momentum right now. I don't know.
I like that they're hot.
Yeah.
Ohio State, I feel like they get better every week. Like Michigan has looked better probably overall.
Rutgers had them though. Rutgers had them for a second.
Yeah, Rutgers did have them.
Oh man.
I think Penn State's beating Michigan this week. I hope they do actually, because I'm sick of Portnoy. And the Michigan.
I like the quarterback on Penn State.
Who is the quarterback? I don't know anything about him.
I forget his name, but he's got a cannon.
Okay.
Clifford. Is this
a night game?
No. It's a shame it's not. If it was, I'd say Penn State like by a billion, but it's a noon game. It sucks.
Ew.
I know.
Why?
And I hate that they do Michigan Ohio State at noon too. Like, why is that a noon game every year? That game should be like, I don't know.
Prime time.
Yeah, prime time. Yeah.
3:30 at the, absolute earliest.
Yeah, absolutely. It's noon every year. It's stupid.
Yeah. I feel like they're doing that a lot this year, this big noon kickoff on Fox. Like, they're making it a thing.
Some of the games are West Coast games, so they start at like 9 or like 10 a.m. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy. But, yeah, we'll see. We still got a long road with college, but yeah, a lot of people are high on Oregon, but I don't know. I think
they should have won at Washington. They had that game.
I know they had it. It's so funny. Like, yeah, no one is like, everyone's ruling Washington out. I mean, USC was kind of, they had him a little bit, but USC's defense is just awful. All right. Should we pivot over to NBA? Is there anything else in football?
One thing.
Okay.
They got to make roughing the passer reviewable. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, that one on Mac Jones, which, I mean, that was the worst call I've ever seen. I can't believe it. Like, that was just a basic tackle.
Those are game changing penalties. So it's quick. They can review it real quick. Like in New York, wherever they do it, like. No, like pick up the flag. It's enough. It's crazy. There's no consistency at all with it.
Yeah, it's gotten really bad. Like really bad. Like all. Yeah. You know, I don't know if the refs, they have a union or like some association. They'll probably fight that to the death. You know, but it's ridiculous.
You can't even celebrate like when your team gets a sack. I'm waiting for 10 seconds for a flag to come out. Like I'm not even celebrating.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, wait, you know.
Same with like a long run on offense or a punt return.
Everything.
You're just always looking for a flag every time. It's not even enjoyable. I feel like it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Growing up.
No way. Not even 10 years ago. It wasn't like that. You know.
No.
Yeah. Ugh, it's brutal. brutal. Yeah, so it's one of the most fun times of the year. The way too early NBA overreaction, which
yes.
in our group chat has we've seen a lot of that. We're 2 weeks in. Yeah, lots to talk about there. We have to start though with Adam's
Cam Thomas.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys said that.
Who is running away with most improved player of the year.
Wait, hold on. Are we going to go most improved or are we going to go MVP?
Oh, jeez.
MVP.
Oh, my God.
Is he like, I'm trying to, we always do this in basketball, player comp. Who's the player comp? Is it like prime Gilbert Arenas? Like, what is his player comp?
I think
Allen Iverson.
did you say Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
I think Arenas is a pretty good comp.
Arenas, yeah.
Who were you going to say, Paul?
Nah, I was way off. Because he's like a little bulkier. Like, right? What is he? He's 6'7", right?
Is he that tall?
No, he's like 6'5".
Okay.
Okay.
I thought he was 6'3". I don't know why. I thought he was shorter, but...
Can I read a couple stats for you?
Oh, he's got teed up. All right, go ahead.
Cam Thomas, age 22 season, 28.7 points per game, 48-33-84. Kobe Bryant, age 22 season, 28 points per game, 46-30-85. So he's in the top five in scoring also. The other four guys are all NBA guys.
Wow.
And he's lasted minutes among those five.
Well, I think Jacques Vaughn, I think he finally gets the point. Like he's their scorer. I think in the preview we talked about like who's gonna be like their scorer. Like he's their go to guy. Like Mikhail is probably their best player. But the Nets are good. They're fun to watch too. I've been watching like a lot of Nets.
Yeah, they're a fun little team. I don't know what they're going to do when Nick Claxton comes back because I think the reason they're fun and the reason they're winning is because of the small ball. Because when you take Claxton out of the picture and you have Dorian Finney-Smith who could guard bigs and then shoot a little bit, it really opens things up for Ben Simmons. I think that's why he's been pretty good for them.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, it's been pretty good. They've been much better than I expected. I know the record doesn't show it. They're only 3-4, but they lost to four really good teams. And a couple of those games were coin flip games. One of them was like the second half of back against Boston. There were guys out for that one. So, yeah, I feel like after the last couple of years of watching the Nets, like it feels good to like a team. Feel like I'm falling back in
love
with a team again. Yeah, exactly. So
it's
a fun team to watch. They're pretty high octane. I think they play one of the fastest paces in the league. I'm surprised they're not better defensively. But I think maybe that'll come with time and health. So we'll see what happens.
When is Claxton coming back? I heard that he might be like out for a while still.
Yeah, so they keep saying day to day, but now it's a high ankle sprain. So, if I was the Nets, I wouldn't rush him because things look pretty good right now. So I wouldn't rush him back.
Yeah, they're in every game. They haven't been blown out, right? There hasn't been in like an easy
loss.
No, not
yet. Yeah, they've been super competitive against really good teams too.
Yeah,
their odds are still plus money for playoffs, and I don't understand why. It's like plus 150 to make the playoffs.
Wow.
Huh.
I saw that today or 2 days ago. Yeah, I was shocked.
What's Cam Thomas most improved player? Is he even listed in FanDuel? Because we don't get that in New York.
Let me see if I can find him.
All right.
Yeah,
take a look at that. I mean, they've been fun. Obviously, let's talk about the Knicks here.
Julius... Definitely not going to be Quentin Grimes.
Definitely not. Julius Randle probably. I mean, he had a good game last night, but before that, like a historic shooting slump. But it was weird because all these stats kept popping up where it was like Julius Randle's the first person to have this many assists, this many points, this many three pointers, so, blah blah blah. His first, you know, how many games?
Yeah.
And then there was like. He was like one of the top defenders the first week or two. I don't know. I mean, this is why I hate overreacting, you know, the first week or two, because it's just like, is any of this sustainable? Like, RJ has looked great.
Right.
You know, he missed two games, but he's looked awesome. He's been efficient. you know, this is what we want from him, right?
Just need him healthy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, since the playoffs, he's been my favorite Knick player. Oh, the Cleveland series.
He's been awesome. He's been efficient. He's been playing defense. He's been an all-around player. This is what the player we want from him, you know, him to be. And he never has good starts. Never. And he's having a good start. So we'll see.
I wish real quick.
FIBA. Cam Thomas is 10-1 to win most improved player. It's the third best odds.
Third best. Okay.
Tyrese Maxey is 1 and Scottie Barnes is 2. But go ahead.
Oh, and Scottie Barnes having a good start, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maxey.
Very good start.
Pretty good. But yeah, obviously it's pretty early here with the NBA. Wemby, are those odds still plus 10,000 or 11,000 for MVP? Do you still have FanDuel open?
Pull it up right now. MVP. He's down there. Yeah, he's up to 120-1 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been amazing. He comes to the Garden tomorrow night. Really excited for that.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah, that's nice. That's gonna be nice. Yeah, and then he probably goes to the Clays too, right, Adam? I mean, that's usually how it works.
So yeah, that game's on the schedule. Super Bowl weekend. I think I'm gonna try to get tickets because Steve Pinero said he's gonna come up for it. So.
Oh, okay. I always feel like
they're going to Philadelphia or Boston.
Yeah, it's true. Because I know the Clippers, they played at the Garden last night, and they're playing at the Clays tomorrow night. Right, Adam?
Yep.
The Harden comes home.
Do you think they'll give a tribute?
Do you think they'll do that? No,
I think they did already. I think they gave one already. But when he came back with Philly.
That's gross. That's gross. Oh, my God. Yeah, give me a break. Juice.
I have a confession. I have a confession, though. Like, when the Knicks were beating the Clippers, and you know, towards the end, I don't know, I didn't really get it, but Tyronn Lue like took out all the players. I all of a sudden had like $400 worth of merchandise in my Knicks shop cart. I didn't do it, but it's still in the cart. So I know that feeling. You just get excited. You just get pumped.
That was a great win. Very convincing. Yeah,
it was a good win. Best win of the season. Everyone seemed to play. The crowd was really into it. And I think that's what helped get Julius going. He even said that. The crowd amped him up. But yep. We got Wemby. I'm really excited to see him play in the Garden tomorrow. And then Charlotte on Sunday to finish off the week. So they just need – I think the Knicks – with the Knicks, they're starting really slow. And unfortunately for them, the way the schedule was made, they have a lot of tough teams. But it's going to even itself out, and I think they're going to be fine. Everyone is very quick to panic, but they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
They're just shooting bad. I think I saw today their defensive rating is like number 2 in the whole NBA. So and, if they keep that up, they'll be fine.
Yeah, and there's a lot of teams. If you look at the team, there's a lot of teams that have interesting records, right? You look at like a team like Memphis, they won their first game yesterday. So I think they're 1-6. Jeez. Phoenix doesn't have a good record. I think the Lakers have been up and down. The Mavericks have been really good. They beat somebody really good. Was it? No, I'm thinking of Minnesota. Well, Mavericks are good. Minnesota's really good. Minnesota beat Boston last night in overtime.
Wasn't that your team? Your sleeper?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Minnesota was going to be really good this year, actually.
Okay. I haven't watched them. Actually,
And Philadelphia is really good, too. I thought they were going to
be good. Yeah, that's right. You were sharp on that. That's right. I saw a clip of Anthony Edwards defending Tatum. And, it was kind of like a, whoa, okay. Maybe this guy is here. You know what I mean? Like, he is, like, making a point, be a top 10 player, so to speak, you know? Has he been playing good, like offensively?
I saw a couple games. He had some big games. Yeah.
Okay.
He had 30 last night. He's been pretty good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to mention on the Knicks, obviously RJ's looked good. Brunson, you know, he's had some rough games, but mostly he's been pretty solid. But Mitch Robinson, big fella, he's been fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah. And what was the stat? There was, like, all these teams, like the Lakers, like, for, like, offensive rebounds. And, like, Mitch was, like, he had more offensive rebounds than, like, half the teams or something. Some crazy stat like that. Yeah, he's been balling, hitting free throws, too.
He's the fifth player in NBA history with 45 offensive rebounds over the first seven games of a season.
That's what it is. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Pretty phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah, he's tops in the league. I mean, he's like, it's crazy. Like, he's just hopping on the offensive glass. It's pretty amazing to watch. If he could stay healthy.
I would. Yeah. They got to feed him the ball more. Give him some lobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was that was pleading for that?
His trainer?
Trainer. Yeah. Feed him some lobs. I mean, beginning of his career, that's what he was. He was like this athletic freak that they were throwing lobs to. It doesn't have. He's put on a lot more because he was kind of thin then. He's put on a lot more muscle and weight, so maybe he doesn't have as good a hops as he did. But no, he's probably still got it. So the in season tournament. we've had what, one game so far?
So yeah, how does that work? It's
four
it's
games,
the
right?
Group play, and it's just three games.
Four
playing the group play, and then
four, right?
Yep.
And the top two advance, or the top one?
I believe the top two.
Okay.
Top two. Okay.
Top two.
And there's probably how many groups? I would assume eight. Seven. Seven.
There's five teams in each, so that would be six groups.
Oh. Six groups, okay.
So two, so 12, and then, oh my God, the math. there was a lot of debate over the floors. I personally thought it was gross, but who liked it? Juice, you liked it, right?
I loved it. I thought it was marketing genius.
You love it. I like that they're making the floor different. I just didn't like the way it looked. I don't know. I thought it could be. I don't know.
I like the thought that they made it so crazy and dramatic so that the game would feel different. And I like the thought process by that. So that when players see the court and they're on the court, it doesn't feel like a regular game. It feels like something special. I like that. But yes, some of the courts were busier than others. And some were just too much color, I think, maybe. Like, who had like Boise State?
Indiana.
Yeah, there was another one. Maybe Denver.
Theirs was wild. It was crazy. The Bulls was wild. It was just red.
Yeah, it felt like the Nets were playing in hell.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was wild. The Knicks supposedly is going to be orange. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. We haven't seen it yet.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, they played in Milwaukee. Theirs was fairly normal, but yeah, there were some wild ones.
Do you think the orange court is going to make it hard to see the basketball? Or
that's a good point. That's going to be weird.
Oh my God! Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
To me, the in season tournament, I think it depends who wins it. This first one, like for example, right? If a random team like Orlando wins it, I'm making this up.
Yeah.
Right? Orlando wins it. I don't know. People are going to be like, whatever. Who cares? It's the in-season tournament. But if, let's just say the Lakers win it, you're going
to
hear my God, LeBron, he's the GOAT. He won the first ever season.
100%.
Or if the Warriors win it, right? It's like another feather in the cap for them, right?
Yeah.
Dynasty, and they win the first in-season. So I think it matters. Like even the Knicks, right? If the Knicks or Nets won it, they'd be like, all right, whatever. It's like they can't win anything real, so they win the in-season.
I already talked to Mike. If the Nets win the title, we're going to get some goggles, we're gonna get some champagne. We're gonna go on my roof and we're just gonna go nuts.
I think it's an accomplishment. It's a tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's goofy and it's silly and it's probably meaningless, but I love it. I think it's great. I think the courts are cool. I think next year they should bring in some wonky jerseys also.
Ooh.
Just on top of that. Like, okay. Let's get completely nuts.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
maybe change the rules of those games, go to the Elam ending.
The what?
I like that. The Elam, it's in a TBT.
The Elam?
They play to one score? They play to a score?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
They do that with the All-Star game.
I remember that. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. Why not?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Let's get nuts.
It's regular season anyway. It's regular season.
I would, if the Knicks won, I would definitely get like a t-shirt or hat, you know, like 2023 in-season tournament champs. Yeah, why not? It's fun. We'll see how serious it really gets. I mean, the first games, I don't think any of them were like memorable or crazy or anything like that, right? Like, I don't know if teams were playing any harder. I don't know if I noticed that.
No, so I was actually listening to a podcast about this. I don't remember it because it was last Friday, but apparently, even though all the attention was on how crazy the courts are, the games were really good.
The Nets game was nuts.
No, Knicks-Bucks game was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. They both were really good games.
It'll be intense because when there's like four teams left, they're playing for a decent amount of money.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's half, always half a million dollars.
That's always going to make people, go a little harder.
I think another point to make too is with these games, you're not going to get people who are going to be like on load management. I think everybody's going to play in these games.
Correct. Yeah, that'd be pretty whack to load manage during an in-season tournament game. That'd be like, you should get fined for that, honestly.
Really do believe that the players are going to be into it because the NBA definitely has sat down the superstars and said, you only benefit by taking this seriously because, you know, now they could potentially maybe sell it to like Amazon or sell it to like Apple TV or, you know, like ratings will go up. So it'll be a bigger pot of money to split up for players. So I think it's going to get good.
Now, is the $500K that everyone... So everyone on the team gets that. Even if you're a bench warmer, you get $500K. Is that?
Yes.
And is that?
I think the coaches get it too.
Coaches get it too. Wow. Is it taxed?
Yeah, it's big money.
Tax free?
Sure. It's I don't know. I don't know that much. I think it's definitely taxed. But.
Yeah, yeah. I had to ask. That's a great incentive. I mean, fuck it. Yeah, that's especially if you're a bench guy who's making the minimum. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Half
yeah. Theo Pinson. What team's he on right now? He's going to go extra ham. Is he in the league anymore, that guy?
Probably I'm sure not. He is. A human cigar.
He has a podcast, right? That guy, Theo Pinson? I feel like I see clips of, like, him on a podcast. I think as we get closer to, like the ending, I think I'm really going to get into it, too. The first game was kind of just like, look at these courts. Like, this is weird. But when's the next one? When's the next game?
I know it's every Friday and Tuesday, but not today because today's
election day. Right.
Election day. Maybe it's not this Friday either because I don't know.
Why did they cancel NBA on election day? Was that a new thing? Or
I don't know. Who knows? What's next year going to be like? Jesus Christ. Yeah, because is there any big like election like is there anything like big happening? It's just all local shit, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. All right. Hey, listen, we're doing a whole segment on it, right? Like, obviously, it's important. It's something to talk about. So here we go. They got us. So we'll see.
How about the Nuggets killing it and then Jamal Murray getting hurt?
Oh, he did get hurt? I didn't see that.
It sounds like he's going to miss significant time.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? Murray?
Yeah.
Man, that's a killer.
It's a hamstring injury that he injured. I forgot the wording he used, Coach Malone, but he said he's going to miss some time.
Ugh.
Gosh, that sucks.
Can't catch a break,
man. They were killing everybody. They were playing really well.
I got to give it up to the Joker, man. This guy really is the GOAT. So he's on my fantasy team, and they played a back-to-back, I think this past weekend. And I thought for sure, like, he was going to sit out, like, the second of the back-to-back. No, he played. And I think he had a triple-double, too. This guy's the fucking man. Like, he plays. He really, we joke how he doesn't care, but he probably cares more than anyone. I love him. Old school, you know?
It's the man.
Like, think about it. LeBron James is about to set the record for most years, right? I think, or most games, whatever it is. And Joker already passed him in triple-doubles.
Yeah. Amazing. That's insane. Insane.
He has more than LeBron?
Yeah.
He's about to pass him.
I think he passed him last night.
Oh, he did pass him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like 35, 14, 12, some crazy. He's amazing.
And how much younger is he? Like 7 years, 8 years, nine?
Way more. 10, probably, right? Was Joker like 28? LeBron's 38. Right?
Wow. So he's going to shatter. Wow.
Yeah, who's got
he's
the
got
record?
A chance to be, Westbrook, right? I mean, Jokic has a chance to be in some rarefied air, I think. By the time it's all said and done.
How rarefied? Yeah. We haven't really discussed this. Oh, we kind of did, think.
I mean, I don't know. We can get real spicy. If he gets his third title, I mean, how many centers all time? Multiple MVPs, two titles, three titles. Not a lot of guys.
It's like Kareem, Hakeem.
Robinson. They'd be like in that mix, you know?
Yeah, Wilt only had one title. Bill Russell, obviously. I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to get that many. But
Will Chamberlain had one title?
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Am I
the Laker title, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, those Laker teams met Jerry West, too. You know, he only had the one title. They lost so many years. The Celtics owned them. Yeah. They joke about that that show that got canceled. Showtime.
Showtime?
Yeah.
Is it Showtime? Yeah.
Winning Time.
Yeah, Winning Time, sorry.
Winning Time.
Rest in peace. I never finished the second season. I never finished it.
I finished it. It was good.
Maybe I'll finish that. I'll watch that.
But it ends with the Celtics winning, so it's like...
It's a terrible ending.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well. Maybe someone else will pick it up. I don't know. Probably not. But...
Showtime should pick up Winning Time.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Luka has, like, been killing too, right? Like, Luka and Joker basically are, like, the top two players right now.
Yeah.
First 2 weeks.
Sure.
Yeah. Luka, he had a string there. Well, Cam Thomas too, but.
Luka is so ball dominant. It's amazing. Like, he's the entire team.
he really is. And you wouldn't even know Kyrie's there. Kyrie's done nothing, right?
He's actually been really bad.
Yeah. Shocker.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, Luka's that whole team. He's pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. Anything, when do we want to do a college basketball preview, Paul Strader? Should we wait till the next pod? When's a good time to, like, do that?
I gotta research. I don't know too much.
Really?
I was looking a little bit at it. I think the next big game is end of November, actually, and it's UConn versus Kansas, I want to say. But, like, right now, these are small games. Like, even tonight, I throw on St. John's versus Stony Brook for a little bit, but it doesn't have the same pop yet.
The Maui's soon.
That usually feels like the beginning of the season. Yeah.
That's loaded. It's Kansas, Tennessee, Syracuse, I think a couple other, like, top 15 teams. That's going to be a really good tournament.
Nice.
But
I'm excited to see Wagner's kid.
Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right. DeJuan Wagner. Nice.
Camden, New Jersey.
There you go. Shithole. Barstool has a tournament. Their own tournament. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in Chicago. Where? It's Loyola Chicago. Why can't I think of the other teams? I think Wisconsin, maybe, because Big Cat went there. I don't know. I'd have to look again. It's four teams. It's, you know, it's nothing big, but yeah, they got their own.
That's
tournament.
Cool though.
Yeah, well, they got their own. They got their own bowl game too.
Right.
Barstool. Speaking of, you know, we were texting about, you know, TV shows before. Like, my favorite TV shows are like Barstool shows and like The Skinny, Paul.
Oh, The Skinny.
Yeah.
He's the worst. He's the worst piece of shit. He's the best. He's the best. He's the worst. He's the worst.
Yeah. So Paul and I, we talk about this in the chat. You guys don't know about this show, right?
I don't.
Okay. So YouTube show. It's called The Skinny. It's Joey Merlino, who's a Philly mob guy. Little Snuff, right? Is that his name?
Little Snuff.
Yeah. And he's what? The son of like another like former mobster? He's not a mobster himself, so. Is he? He might be.
I doubt it. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's doing YouTube shows. I don't know.
That's true. That's true. So they basically, it's like a 30-40 minute show. They tell mob stories and they pick games and they eat Italian food. That's the show. It's amazing.
And the old lady ripping shots.
Yeah, the old lady ripping shots. They got the lid? The guy with the wig?
The lid.
Yeah.
Who they always rag on.
Who's the fat guy?
He's good, though. But their picks are good, the lid. It's like 75%.
Yeah, they always rag on him, but he's like better than both of them. Who's the fat guy has the restaurant? That guy's funny, too. He was showing how to make spaghetti in the joint or whatever.
Yeah, the pork chops.
Yeah, but check it out, guys. It's on YouTube, The Skinny.
What's the name? The Skinny, okay.
The Skinny, yeah.
Skinny Joe Merlino. It's really good.
I'll take that.
But like, yeah, Paul was talking about like every, that's all Joey Merlino ever says like about teams, like, yeah, they're good, or they stink.
They fucking stink. The Giants, they stink. They stink.
Yeah, they buried me.
He hates Alabama so much because I guess when he was probably running his huge book that they always won and they just took all the money. it's like I fucking hate Nick Saban.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a great show. And then I love I love Barstool Sports Advisors, which is Stu Feiner's show.
They're pretty great too.
Oh my god, it's every Friday
Promises
night.
Promises made. Promises
delivered. Yeah, that show's amazing. Big Cat, Jersey Jerry, they just pick games. It's so funny. There's no TV shows. It's crazy.
What about the guest that they just had? Barstool.
The what? The guest? Oh, yes. Yeah, so we got to talk about that. Good call. So that motherfucker is not real, girl. Is actually real. Tiffany Gomez. She was on Part of My Take. And did you watch it?
I missed this.
Yeah, no, it's on YouTube. You should check it out.
What game were they watching? The live stream.
They're watching the Thursday night game, Steelers Titans.
Clinton Portis, like it was the most random.
Yeah, Clinton Portis was there. It was random. But she took like a picture of her feet, and like Jersey Jerry like loves feet. So he was like, he like wanted to see her feet or something like that. But no, then she went on Part of My Take and they did like a sit down with her, like interview. So definitely check that out.
I have to listen. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. I watched it. It's like 20 minutes. But yeah, funny. Pretty funny. So yeah. Anything else, guys?
We gotta find some shows, man.
Yeah, we have to dig for some shows.
I mean, there's so much sports right now. I don't even have time to watch shows anyway. Every night there's something now with NBA back. Now college b-ball starting. Forget it. It's just packed with shit.
It's my busy season.
Yeah, this is definitely we're going till February here, and then you know, so good stuff. All right. We said it all. We'll be back in, what's a couple of weeks? That's Thanksgiving, right? God, I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Black Friday game, Dolphins, Jets. Adam, is Mike going or no?
We're both going. We're both going.
Oh, you'll be there. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing 9 a.m. tailgate with leftovers.
For a 3 p.m. game?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If they'll open the game for us, we're doing it.
Nice. All right. Good shit. Yeah, I don't know, you know, we'll see where both teams are at, you know. I mean, it is 2 weeks away. But yeah, we'll definitely, we'll pod early that week, do a little Thanksgiving special. And
for sure.
And a little take care. Comb your hair.